Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
I am joined by the rather magnificent Simon Marks, who is going to be giving us a roundup on all things US. But specifically, there were two things that I wanted to talk to you about, Simon. The first is this federal judge in Oregon on Friday, so yesterday, blocking Donald Trump from deploying the National Guard. How big a deal is this?
Well, it is a big deal, Natasha. This is her final ruling. This is Judge Karen Imigut, who had already issued two rulings rejecting the White House claims that there's a state of emergency in Portland, Oregon, that is of such magnitude that the only way to bring it under control is to deploy the National Guard. Now she's issued a 106-page final judgment that basically tells the White House they have no case to make in claiming that the situation in terms of civil unrest in Portland is so grave that it requires an emergency response. And remember, it would be a National Guard deployment that would take place in the teeth of opposition from the mayor of Portland and also the governor of Oregon, both of whom have said they see no reason whatsoever why National Guard troops should be deployed. I think it's also important to underscore that this judge, Karen Imigut, was a Trump appointee. So she is immediately sort of going to the top of the list of people that the president will consider have wronged him. She's certainly not the kind of radical activist judge that has come in for criticism from the Trump administration in the past for making rulings that the White House finds uncomfortable. But I mean, as we know, and we've seen this already playing out on the streets of Illinois, that case now going before the Supreme Court, or it's in line to go before the Supreme Court, Donald Trump is claiming that protests that are taking place against his administration's policies, particularly protests that are taking place against the masked thuggish agents of his government who are taking to the streets and dragging people away, not knowing whether they are illegal immigrants or not, taking them away for later processing. Donald Trump is arguing that those protests constitute an emergency that requires National Guard deployments on the streets of American cities. And indeed, as you know, he's pledged to go much further than that. Again, within the last few days, he has threatened to invoke the Insurrection Act of 1807, which he says would allow him to deploy active service members of the military, including members of the Marine Corps, on the streets of America itself in order to try and put down constitutionally protected demonstrations and protests. So in Portland, this Trump-appointed judge has said you've got no case that justifies that sort of deployment of National Guard troops. So she's permanently staying the government's ability to go forward with that deployment. But I think it's absolutely guaranteed that the White House will appeal that ruling and seek to take that to the Supreme Court along with the Illinois case.
And since we know, because we have brains, that it isn't the case that there is an emergency in these cities that requires the National Guard, that that's an excuse that is being made by Donald Trump, what do you think his motivation actually is? Is it to stop any protest, or is it, my understanding is that if the country is in a state of emergency, then elections can be delayed. Is he trying to delay the midterms? Is he just trying to strike fear and chaos? What's he actually doing?
I think we're in the nascent stages of all this, to be honest. Remember, he hasn't even been in office for a year yet, and it's a full year before we get to the midterm elections next year, if indeed they take place on time and in a free and fair fashion. But what Donald Trump is doing, and he's doing this across a whole range of different policies, is reaching for emergency laws, many of them dating back to the late 1700s, early 1800s, as a justification for overriding Congress, the courts in some cases, to expand the powers of the presidency and basically implement authoritarian rule here. If you look at the tariffs that he's implemented against the UK and scores of other nations all over the world, those were justified on the basis of a national security emergency that he claimed was created by trade deficits. Now, that's before the Supreme Court, and it looked very likely, judging from the arguments that were heard this week, that the Supreme Court is going to turn around and say, I'm sorry, mate, there was no emergency that allowed you to impose those tariffs on the country's trading partners. It's very similar with this deployment of military force onto the streets of the country. Supporters say voters in America backed the president's mass deportation plans, and those masked thuggish agents from ICE and the Border Patrol need to be allowed to get on and deliver on the president's mandate by sweeping people off the streets. There are 60,000 people currently in detention while they are processed to determine whether they are living in the United States illegally or not. There's been a big uptick in the scale and scope of operations that are taking place on the streets. Critics, of course, say that what Donald Trump is deliberately trying to do is foment violence on the streets so that he can then invoke the 1807 Insurrection Act as part of a plan, possibly, if he needs to, have it in the toolbox. You can bring it out anytime you need it to delay those midterm elections next year if he thinks he's going to lose control of the House of Representatives.
Mm. And fomenting violence in order to send in the National Guard, also a tactic used by Hitler. Just going to leave that there. And you mentioned ICE and you mentioned these masked thuggish individuals that are just taking anybody that they suspect might be foreign off of the streets. Talk to me about, there's some footage that's gone viral this week, which was obtained by the Boston Globe of one such incident. Why has it gained so much attention?
Well, I mean, there are incidents every day that gain attention, but this has definitely gone viral. It's footage that was recorded by onlookers in Fitchburg in Massachusetts, where ICE and the Border Patrol were trying to detain a woman who was in a car driving with her husband and their young toddler. And as the operation began to try and detain her, her husband, who was sitting in the passenger seat of the vehicle, holding the toddler because and the wife indeed was clutching him because she didn't want to be carted off by these masked agents. The husband appeared to go into convulsions. Take a listen to the audio from the footage that shows the commotion that was taking place inside that vehicle as the woman being targeted for deportation tried to wake her husband up and bring him round. And we do want to warn that some listeners may find this disturbing.
And you can't. I'm not touching the car. Leave me alone. Look what they're doing.
I see here. Stop.
This is my wife. She's having a seizure. They're trying to rip the baby out of her hand. He's having a seizure.
Back up.
Fitchburg, Massachusetts. This is what's going on this morning. Stop yelling at her.
So absolutely astonishing scenes playing out there in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. ICE insists that the man was faking convulsions and that this was a deliberate strategy to try and prevent them from detaining the woman, which they eventually did. There is no evidence to support that, certainly from onlookers. And if you look at the footage itself, I mean, it seems pretty clear that he was going through some kind of medical episode. But time and again, there are incidents like this where ICE later repudiates the claims of onlookers and interested parties. There was an incident this week in Illinois where a Spanish-speaking teacher at a daycare for little children and toddlers was dragged out of the facility by ICE agents. At one point, you see her face being slammed into the glass door of the daycare facility as she's dragged away. The daycare facility in insists that she was a valued member of staff, that she had been brought in specifically to try and boost the possibility of these young children learning to speak Spanish as well as English. They're absolutely standing by her. But ICE, in a statement, said that she had deliberately fled an operation that they had mounted to try and detain her and had barricaded herself in the daycare facility. They almost appear to be challenging the notion that she even worked there. But as I say, the daycare facility completely pushing back against that. But the unaccountability and the lack of transparency that is taking place over these ICE agents all over the country is really boosting the desire of protesters to spread the word about ongoing ICE operations, to show up with cell phones and cameras and to record what is taking place. Things are so bad, Natasha, that it was reported this week that the FBI was preparing to issue guidance to ICE and the Border Patrol, telling them that they needed to drop the face masks because in various parts of the country, criminals disguising themselves as ICE agents have been ganging up on people and robbing them, pretending that they are engaged in the enforcement of President Trump's policies. That's how out of control this has now become. And every single day, as I say, viral incidents like that one are being captured and spread on social media.
Absolutely terrifying. Simon Marks, thank you so much for joining us this evening, LBC's Washington correspondent.